the neck like I'm kind of going. And you've got some that screws about so long, about this big around, as wide as a cotton. Or low raised, something like that over there. They were good, I thought, but they didn't look like washers used to.
I used to like these great big old Hubbards that you'd have to break with an axe. Leave them out in the field till the first frost.
Were those? Those were Cushaws.
Huh?
I think that been a Cushaw.
Oh.
Have necks on them. Both big bowl and then have kind of a neck, big neck out on them.
Well, these were green.
Well, I know, but they'd be green, but striped. Yeah. They'd be striped.
Yeah.
And they'd have a big bowl here, kind of like a pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
And on that here, grow a neck.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take the bowl part and make pies like pumpkin. And take that neck and slice it, you know, around, fry it, and that's the best stuff ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bake it like potatoes, hot potatoes, sweet potatoes.
You like squash?
Squash, pretty good. Just a mess or two on the tomato.
Not too many, huh? How about berries? Do you have many berries around here?
Blackberries. Well, it grows all kinds of berries here, anything you want to grow.
Oh.
Yeah. The berry lot. Mm-hmm. We have a wild berry here. They just pick world and world up. These old fields comes in blackberries, dewberries.
Mm-hmm.
A great big old dewberry, you know, it's called big.
Full of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
How about strawberries? Have they been cultivated?
They don't anybody, just a few gardens here in this raise them, but over here in Arkansas they raise them for profits, you know.
Oh.
Big fields of them.
Mm-hmm.
They hire pickers along in March, you know, pick strawberries, they ship corn, strawberries.
How about raspberries?
I don't know much about them.
We don't grow raspberries here, I don't think.
I think this is too far south for them.
I don't know if you have any here.
They're sure tasty.
Yeah, I like raspberries.
Oh, when you pick these wild berries, any bugs get on you?
Sugar?
Uh-huh.
You know what that is, don't you? A little old red bug gets in your hide.
Yeah.
Well, them chiggers, they're in berries and on the vines, you know. You get them on you. All over you. Seed ticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen seed ticks?
Yeah. I don't know about that particular tick, but I pulled off other ones.
Well, there's a little tick. It's a little, you just can't see him.
Huh.
And he first makes a seed tick on the, you see when this big old tick gets on a cow, and he matures, you know. He'll make a big old tick like this. And he fills up, he falls off, and he busted. He's dead when he filled up. He's a dead tick, but that inside of him, that old black blood that he sucked from this cow horse turns to seed ticks.
Hmm.
And they'll crawl up on grass, maybe this high, and there'll be a million of them. If you go along a trail and hit them, it's all over your britches.
Hmm.
You see, you go up here in the woods and go whether it's down the cow trail where the cows go, you'd hit one of them there things. You can see them on there. Grass, it gets so heavy, even leaned it over.
Hmm.
You get some of them on you, they just eat you all over. They just go and...
Hmm. How do you get rid of them?
They go one way, and that's just take alcohol or something rub your hide.
Take a good bath.
Good bath.
If they get stuck, they went back, won't take them off. You just got to pick them up.
Hmm.
And they're just like, you've seen mites, and it's
about
like a mite.
Boy. Oh, how do you keep from getting them? You put sulfur in your pants cuff? Or?
We put this BHC. We go up there. When we lived up in the mountains where they were ticks, ain't none here hardly at all. We kept our pasture sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, we had government sprayers come the first 2 years we were here.
Mm-hmm.
And we spray every month.
Mm-hmm.
And now then we do it ourselves once in a while. And if you've got ticks in you before you got to go, you know, you just take an old pair of pants, you just want to use them when you go down the pasture, you know. You just throw them out on the fence. You make up you some of that BHC and just wet them britches in that. Well, that'll do all from spring to fall. If you just throw them out on the fence, it don't make a difference if it rains on them.
Oh.
You can get in them and you won't get a tick on you.